I'm joined in studio now by Nikki Bray, and Nikki Bray has come to talk about a Yall Beach Walk, and this is to help raise chronic pain and spinal health awareness. Nikki has suffered from chronic pain for a lot of her life. Nikki, you're most welcome.
Hello.
Do you want to talk, or you don't have to, but it'd be handy if you did talk about your own chronic pain first,
okay,
and then we'll take it from there.
Yep. Okay. My own story then is, I suppose it started in 2014. I thought I'd pulled a muscle, and I went to the doctor, and he gave me painkillers and anti-inflammatories, and I thought I'd be back to work within the week, and that was 8 years ago, and I never went back, and I'm still in pain. It turns out I was born with a spinal defect, and that's what pulled all the muscles. So the muscles are still, I suppose, not in the right place. The spinal defect, it basically, my spine popped out of place at the time, and it pulled all the muscles above and below my pelvis. So I was in a lot of pain around my lower back and pelvis area, and I also struggled to breathe because it pulled all the muscles upwards around the back of my ribcage. But over the years, luckily, touch wood, that hasn't happened since. But it could happen again at any time, so I'm quite delicate. Over the years, I've learned how to handle the situation and how to deal with my condition and how to balance my days, I suppose.
Yeah, one of the things sort of you've learnt, I think, one of your main sort of ways of coping with things, and it's funny, you told me earlier, we had Tim O'Sullivan from Arthritis Ireland in. He's chairperson of Arthritis mm-hmm. Ireland. He was in last week, and he was talking about the benefits of exercise
yeah.
and pain. And he sort of made the point that for people with arthritis, the exercise is almost, if not more, important than any medication we can give them. And I think you've come to that sort of conclusion as well.
I have, yeah. I can safely say now, eight years down the line, I'm not on any medication. I do have a very strict physio regime that I stick to. I was referred to a physio, and then she just discharged me under the condition that I do it myself at home, and I do it myself at home twice a day, every day, without fail. Yes, it's monotonous, but I know that if I don't do it, I won't be in the position that I am now.
Yeah, that's amazing. You're also a member of Chronic Pain Ireland, and I have to admit here, guilt here, I didn't know such a place existed. Tell us a little bit about it.
Chronic Pain Ireland, now what they've done for me personally, I've been a member since about 2015. They do courses around the country that teach you how to. They obviously do other things than this, but this is what they've done for me personally. Courses around the country, and they teach you how to deal with your, say, your new way of life, and how to deal with your grief for your past life, and how to. There's advice on doctors and hospitals and medications, and all. This isn't just Cork. This is countrywide. And they're on the phone as well. There's a support line. And for me personally, I've done a lot of the courses in Cork, and I've made a lot of friends through Chronic Pain Ireland who understand the situation, the pain situation, and the appointments situation. And I've made some really good friends over the years through it. And obviously we then support each other outside of Chronic Pain Ireland as well. But Chronic Pain Ireland, for me, it's done so much for me personally.
And I presume it's for any chronic pain. It's
yes.
not just for, so it's for people with fibromyalgia, people with arthritis, people
yeah.
with people like your situation with spinal disorders,
yeah.
people with chronic pain from any sort of source,
any situation.
I presume they will help.
Yeah. And they're an organisation dedicated to supporting people living with chronic pain and their families. And each September they host a series of events to mark Pain Awareness Month.
And this leads us on to?
My walk.
Your walk. Let's
yes.
talk about your walk.
My walk is, I've done it for a good few since 2015, actually, was the first one that I did. And the first one was actually just to celebrate me and how far that I'd come along on my journey, just with friends. And then the following year, 2016, it became a fundraiser for Chronic Pain Ireland. And ever since then, it's become one of their main fundraisers every year, because September is Pain Awareness Month. And I originally did it in September on my birthday, which was why it started. But this year it will be on the 4th of September. And we're meeting at your Front Strand car park at 12. The walk starts at 12 o'clock and it will be 4 kilometres. So it goes along the boardwalk from Front Strand to Red Barn to the end of the new boardwalk and back again.
And back.
And the idea is that it's not about speed, it's about strength and mobility. So if you can't manage the full walk, there are benches all the way along the boardwalk. So if you want to stop, you can. If you want to sit at the Front Strand and wait for us and just go to meet people, that's fine as well, because we've all been a bit isolated the last few years. So the maximum is 4 kilometres, but there is no pressure at all to do the whole thing. It's literally if you want to do 5 minutes, if you want to do the full thing, that's totally up to you.
And I would presume 5 minutes is what you would advise most people who are just starting off on this exercise route, if you want to, like, because nobody's suddenly going to go out and be expected to walk the 4K like you're going to do.
No, absolutely.
A lot of people would be just get out and just walk to your front garden, walk back, and that's
and
it. That's it for the first
that's
day.
That's how I started. Yeah, that's exactly how I started. Short, slow walks to start with, and you build it up. You do 5 minutes for a week, and then maybe do 10 minutes for 2 days of the following week, and then build it up. And if 10 minutes is too much, you go back to the 5 minutes until you're ready to go to 10 minutes. One example that I've heard of is if you've got bus stops near you, and if you walk to the first bus stop one day and then back and keep walking to the first bus stop until you're ready and strong enough to walk to the second bus stop, and then you walk back. It's never about speed or distance, never. It's about your own strength and slowly building up your own strength.
And would you be advising that sort of 5 days a week, 7 days a week, or is it really up to what people can tolerate? I mean, certainly if you're anyway lazy like I can be, doing something 7 days a week, I get fed up of it. So I'd like to take maybe 2 days off or something like that.
Yeah, even if it was every other day to start with, and build it up. I mean, I walk every day now. I walk 7 days a week because I know that that benefits me, but not everybody's the same as me. And I didn't in the beginning. I walked probably every second or third day to start with. And it's just literally about building up the muscles slowly and not hurting yourself. Because if you hurt yourself, you're going to set yourself back again a few steps. And that's the last thing you need when you're trying to build yourself up. So.
Yeah, because I would presume one of the arguments people might use is, well, if I walk, I get sore and I'm aching afterwards. That probably means you're just doing too much initially.
Yeah. Cut it back.
Cut it back and do it.
Yeah.
So that's absolutely brilliant. And let's talk about spinal health too.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be sort of that. As I say, that was your main motivator.
Yes.
Are there a lot of people suffering spinal problems?
I think there's a good few people suffering with spinal problems, like different kinds of, I suppose, general wear and tear would be the main issue.
Yeah, that'd be my age group,
yeah,
would say. Yeah.
Yeah, and then when you start including arthritis and other defects.
Ankylosing spondylitis, all those sort of
ones. Yeah, things, yeah. Yeah, and like with me, I'm actually a bit of an unusual case. I'm quite rare because I was born like this. And I actually didn't know till I was 36, so I'd done a lot of damage over those 36 years. I didn't know I had this defect. So I'm quite rare in the condition, and I'm also quite rare in that I didn't know for all those years as well. So I actually go to a chiropractor once a fortnight, Optimal Chiropractic. He's based in Ballincollig. And I go to him fortnightly, and fortnightly is my maintenance for my condition.
That's quite expensive to do, isn't it?
It is, but it's the only thing that I do. It works. It works for me.
Yeah, and as I said, the big plus here, and I know I'm a doctor, but the big plus here is you're avoiding medication.
I'm not on any medication, yeah. You know, and I'm not anti-medication.
No, and I'm not anti-medication.
It just means that I'm able to control it without medication at the moment. Now, in the future, who knows, I may need something. I had some injections in the past. They didn't work. I've tried a few different procedures and nothing's worked. And the only thing that does work for me is the chiropractic care.
And the regular exercise.
And the regular exercise, yeah.
And that's, as I say, that's really what Sunday is about.
Yeah.
So that's on Sunday, the 4th of September at 12 o'clock in the Front Strand Car Park. And everybody is welcome, and
yes,
especially people who have some form of chronic pain.
Yeah.
And not to feel that they have to do the full 4K. You do not have to do the full 4K.
No. Just be there and maybe meet people that understand the situation.
Yeah, and I think that's, and I mean, as I say, the plus here is you've introduced Chronic Pain Ireland to me, so you can introduce Chronic Pain Ireland to other people as well, because it sounds like it's a great resource.
It's
a
fantastic.
Bit like the Arthritis Foundation is a great resource as well.
Yeah.
And they both seem to sort of cross over slightly, don't they? But the message from both is exercise.
Yeah.
Not quite to that degree, but
Keep
the body moving to as well as you can tolerate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, Nikki, have we anything else that we need to talk about?
Anything I've
forgotten to ask you?
I think that's everything.
No, I think that's everything.
And I suppose living with chronic pain and a hidden disability, where to look at me and other people, you wouldn't know there was anything wrong with me. But I am in pain every day. And I do work hard to keep myself mobile.
Yeah.
Every day, and people don't see that.
No, they don't. And then I presume, and you have to be diplomatic here, but I presume people who are living with people who have chronic pain, it can be difficult for them too.
It can, yeah, it can.
But there are supports available through
Chronic Pain Ireland
I would imagine, because it can be difficult, sort of, you know, they're wondering when they wake up in the morning, what's he or she going to be like today?
Which Nikki am I going to get
exactly
today?
Which Nikki am I going to get today?
We yes.
Anyway, I'm sure there are people who wonder which Declan they're going to get today too, so we won't go there. Look, Nikki Bray, thanks a million for that. And don't forget that walk is on Sunday, the 4th of September at 12 p.m. at the Front Strand Car Park.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Nikki.
Thank you.